this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Sorry I'm letting you back.
No, that's all right. Me and Cody, what Cody said was so goddamn funny. I was like, you know what? I'm stopping the recording here. I'm turning this into a bonus show.
Oh, I love bonuses.
We only got we only did 4 minutes, so.
That's not a show, that's a fucking intro.
Yeah, actually it was. Now I'm looking at the time like, damn. And really, it's just like a minute of Cody talking, because the other half is just like, we're talking nothing, so.
Not shitting on CJ again?
Yes,
that's going to be a new show. It's going to be called The Shitting on CJ Hour.
How'd you know?
Favorite topic.
It was my favorite topic. Cody was telling me how CJ showed up last night, and I was like, ah, that nigga don't get no more chances with me.
That motherfucker, I swear to God, him defending his attack on No One Likes Star Wars, yet...
Oh!
Motherfucker, I'm sorry, you were talking... I listened to the darkness, Cody. He is one twisted up lunatic motherfucker.
Also, what did he say?
He was talking... Like, Cody even said about the fact, you know, the trailer is the most downloaded trailer, and he's like, there's no yeah or but or anything. It's like, you were wrong, you are a fuckwit.
I bet he was talking about some Naruto or Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
He actually did bring up Pokemon.
He
did what?
He's Star Wars, is Naruto and anime. I'm like, get fucked.
Man, Naruto ain't got no fucking history.
He ain't got no following either. CJ's the only motherfucker watches that shit. Some dickhead in an orange jumpsuit with blonde hair, beat Star Wars. Get fucked, CJ. What world are you living in?
I'm telling you two right now, when I met CJ, that motherfucker was talking some deep shit about like Pokemon and Naruto, and I just looked at him like, man, I wanted to tell you, you gotta stop watching fucking anime. Yeah, in fact, you sound like an anime hipster right now.
The fuck is gonna be a hentai anime character soon, raping people with tentacles and shit? You what?
Oh, damn, Wayne, did you press record button? Cause I didn't press it. Oh, this is good material.
This is
good material.
That shit starts the moment I come in.
No, okay, good, cause that's good material. You're gonna keep that in. Now that you tell me talk about Pokemon, I'm like, why? I'm not shocked. I know this Negro. I know him.
I swear to God, man, that dude, he sees like the weirdest shit and shit that's not even supposed to mean anything. Everything, dude. He's just like, he's bringing up like Herman Cain quoting Pokemon and shit. I'm like, what?
Herman Cain? What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Herman Cain quote.
But yeah, the Millennium Falcon and me enjoying that is fucking retarded. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. A Herman Cain. God damn. You're gonna be digging up Bob Kane's grave and shit, quoting him, talking about, oh, Batman Pokemon's connected.
Oh, please don't put that in my... No.
Jesus Christ, man. CJ, man. What the... Okay. Fuck him. I don't get him. I don't get him. Ah, but yes, Wayne. People, yes. We are here back with the recap. We are the recap crew, the phenomenal one, once again.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Skank.
The Skank,
Skank's dead. Oh,
hey,
I am Wayne.
Cody's 10-10. And I'm fun
You're
boy.
Fun boy.
CJ is Skank. Everybody knows that. CJ is Skank. You can't understand a word both of them say. They both are always just crazy and mumbling shit.
always late.
Yeah, always late and shit. CJ drives a Ford Fiesta too, I'm pretty sure. he's the sloppiest out of the four of us. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's on purpose. Come on. So yeah, I CJ Skank. There you go.
What the hell are we even recapping today? Is this Gotham?
We here to recap what this past season has been like with the hat. What happened?
Pure
season.
Shit. Done.
Hey, you know what? I heard Cody's though. Cody, you want to just sum yours up real quick?
Like I said, this season has been pretty much just bullshit all the way through. like the stuff we have seen that we thought has been cool. We weren't even sure if it's cool because it's like show just so full of shit. You're like, okay, give me something. Yeah, there's something happening there. You don't even like, man, do I like this or not? I'm not sure. Like that whole Alfred thing, I'm like, yeah, I think that's awesome. Maybe. I think
it's stupid but hilarious.
Let's rephrase that. It's awesome for this show. Anything else? No. Anything else? No. I don't want to see that nowhere else. No. But like that's a good goddamn good point right there, Cody. I agree completely 100% with that. Like even the shit that we might have said we like this or whatever, not on a technical standpoint or not on a TV show basis, just for this show. Mm. It's something to us.
I compare it, okay, if you were raped but you enjoyed it at the same time. That's damn. That's Gotham. Like, just say you got off to it, but you know it's wrong at the same time. But you know what? You're like, add some fun to it. But no, just never again. That's Gotham.
So pretty much, if you're me and you get raped, and you go, okay, all right, that makes sense now. I understand that now, Wayne. Whenever you want to use a rape pun like that, you just clue me in it. It'll make perfect sense.
Yeah, because we all know you're the biggest rapist of them all.
Yeah, that's right. I take it and put it. But
it's what you're Grace Jones, are you?
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember that line in Conan? Is the Conan she was in when she's talking about men? If you want them, you take them, and that's it.
Take them, yeah.
That bitch try and take me, I'll run fucking to the hills. Put your dick in Grace Jones. I mean, seriously, that thing would have teeth in it. I'm sure.
I would try, and anybody that goes, I'd be like, what are you?
I was gonna say, don't put anything past P1.
Yeah. And if you went, oh, I'd be like, what are you, gay? Come on. I had snoo snoo. Oh man, Wayne, other than other piece of shit, what else, man, did this half a season do for you, man? What did it make you realize?
It made me realize I wasted an hour of my fucking week, every single week, for this shit. And you know what, at the end of the day, the best times I had watching the show was just recapping it with you guys. Otherwise, it's actually fucking forgettable. There are some really bad things I can remember of this show, but if you ask me to recap a previous episode, I'll be like, I can't remember fucking anything about it.
You know what the most memorable episode to me was the first episode, just cause so much shit happened in that episode. That was just like, that was the most memorable episode ever. And mainly just because the penguin shit was awesome. That was funny as fuck.
Oh yeah. Killing a man for a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, this, and now granted, he has moved up in the world. He went from eating and killing people for food and shit to sniffing perfume and shit like that nowadays. But you know, he's moved up in the world because everybody knows the food industry is lacking compared to the fragrance industry.
Oh yeah, he's gonna start killing for Chanel number 5, whatever the fuck it is.
I swear to God, they should open up the next episode with him and that girl's bash to playing with her duck and shit like that, whatever.
No, don't bring ducks into it because I'm connecting the penguin shit.
Oh Jesus! Oh, I forgot about that. Batman Returns. Okay, never mind. Man, I was telling Cody Wayne, man, this season of Batman. No, this show is so. It reminds you of all the bad Batmans that have ever been out there. I was telling Cody, it's got the corniness and cheesiness of the Joel Schumachers. It's got those cheap, dark, cheesy tones of the Tim Burton Batmans. Got the horrible technical work of Beware the Batman. The Batman has got its storyline, if you ask me.
Jesus Christ. You're not selling this show very good.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying, he says it's a hell of a show. Yeah, it's like, if you ever get tired of all those Batmans and just wanted to binge watch on, but you just hadn't that time, watch Gotham. There you go. You get it all.
Wow, you are absolutely right. Jesus Christ, that is frightening.
You'll get it all, because we have countered some problems in this show where it was just like, it's just continuous throughout this season. And I've said TV is the best way to get anything right, because you got multiple fucking episodes to work
on. No, it's not. Not always.
It is, Wayne.
I've seen The Crow Stairway to Heaven. That was no better than The Crow movie.
Okay, that didn't give a fuck. That's why. That didn't give a fuck. You can make TV better than movies just because you have multiple episodes. But the fact that you don't put effort into it and you don't listen to people, well, how could you listen to people? Because people was praising this fucking show, so, I mean.
Oh, but it's like I've countless Facebook posts about the fucking Flash versus Arrow. we should recap that. All right.
I like the Flash, but I can't watch that fucking episode. I can't do it. Arrow's in there, man.
Did you
see
it? Have you seen it?
Oh hell no.
Oh okay. Because no. I was actually curious to see, was it actually decent?
No, you know, Luke will watch it, so if we want a review from it, Luke will watch it. But you know what's worse than that, Wayne? Is hearing how many goddamn people talking about they're excited for it. I'm just like, oh, God.
I don't see how the Arrow could even stand up against the Flash. He's the fucking fastest light. How the hell?
I saw the trailer where he got some punches. I just shook my head. I was just like, oh, God, no. Who the fuck? And then they're talking about, the Krypton series, whatever. What if it tied in with Arrow and Flash?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. I was like, oh, God.
Yet people enjoy it. I don't understand it, but you know what? Let them enjoy it. I don't get it.
Then they're trying to spread some rumors. How would you like to see Arrow tie in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's like, oh.
What?
Oh,
no sense.
I was like, okay, I understand the Flash versus Arrow, but now y'all just saying shit just to say it, but dear God, don't ever say something like that. Don't take something that's actually getting better as it goes along and mix it with that shit. Yeah, oh, God.
Universe is two different companies for starters.
You know, people would crave to see Marvel and DC in the same thing, but I don't want to see those two properties together.
I don't want to see Marvel anywhere near DC.
I don't want to see Arrow anywhere near anything, personally. I just don't want
to see anything DC. DC just to bury itself. Come back when it's, you know, ripe and ready to go.
That's all right. They got Will Smith attached to him now.
Oh, my God! Why'd you bring that shit up?
I know, goddamn it. After his last fucking couple of movies, I don't want to see that nigga nowhere. I'm sorry. That nigga.
That well, I know you're going to have problems with that.
Man, that nigga.
You did say that parody on the darkness. You did mention. D1 is going to go off about that.
I just knew it. I just fucking knew.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll save that then for some Man, fuck that big-eared ass nigga.
Damn.
Dude, that boring ass fucking piece of shit of a movie called After. That was one of the worst goddamn movies I've ever seen sci-fi personally. Ever fucking seen. I've never seen such boringness on screen. I would rather watch all 9 of these episodes of Gotham before I watch that shit ever again.
Jesus Christ.
Ever fucking again. I would watch Batman Forever and Robin before I watch...
Oh, that's hilarious.
Goddamn After Earth. Ever again. I would never watch After Earth again. There's some people that say, oh, I can never watch this movie. After Earth is one of mine. I will never fucking watch that movie ever again.
So I should watch it before Christmas, should I?
Yes, you should. It's a great Christmas movie, actually. Yeah. So get in touch with your feminine side on that one or whatever. But fuck Will Smith, man. Oh, and then after Winter's Tale this year, too? Oh, God. Man, fuck that nigga. And his ugly little fucking kids or whatever. Fuck them little niggler babies, too. Shit. Willow looks like that could be CJ's child anyway. Shit. Fuck that family.
I agree. Yeah, fuck that family. And it connects with Gotham, so maybe... Maybe the Suicide Squad, Gotham.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jada Pickett, Will Smith.
Oh, man. That's why I was getting excited about the Suicide Squad. He didn't bring that shit up. God damn it.
You know what? I wonder if Will helped Jada get this job or did Jada help Will get that position. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out now.
I would say it was Will Smith that got her the job.
Oh, God. Oh.
He probably went up to him and said,
Jada has more work on
this bitch is driving me crazy at home. You got to give her a job. And they said, look, we'll give her a job as long as you sign up for the Suicide Squad. He'd be like, oh, fuck it. Okay, sure. Where? He probably has more work on Joker anyway.
Jada Smith has more work on TV, though, than Will. Will does more movies than her, and she does more TV than him. She's actually had, like, 2 TV shows or some shit like that, and then guest appeared on some shows, so... I'm not shocked that she got this role. I mean, like you said, she ain't really doing shit. But the problem I have with the Smith family in DC now is, my God. No, it's not that. It's just they got 2 little fuckers they always promoting. It's mainly one, and it's a boy. And, oh, dear God, I swear to God, if I hear that boy gets cast for any goddamn thing in DC, I will never watch another DC property ever again. Ever.
You're ready here first, folks.
Jaden as Terry McGinnis in Batman Beyond.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, Jesus. I will never watch a DC property ever again. Matter of fact, Cody, next time you come out, if that happens in the next month, you can take all my shit from DC and you can take that shit with you. You can fuck out my house after that. If you cast goddamn Jaden Smith as Terry McGinnis. Oh, God.
I can see it happening now. I can see it.
Hey, man, that's the Batman Beyond movie you've always been waiting for, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Say you wanted it. There you go.
He's the right age. He's perfect.
Yeah, he's right age, yep.
I don't give a fuck. If it's 80% or higher on Rotten Tomatoes. People tell me to go see. I will never fucking watch any fucking DC property with Jaden Smith in. Man, oh god, he's gonna be that Robin that Marlon Wayans is supposed to be. Jesus. Oh god. You know, fuck, I'm done now. That's it. Later, people, I'm out.
See, that's it. Gotham's bad, but it can get worse. If that happens, that is worse.
Oh, yes, it's much worse. Oh, that's for damn sure.
Oh, we can only pray to Galactus that this never happens then. So I pray to Jehovah for that, whatever. People, we got questions, though. Let's get into questions. Maybe the questions will cheer me up, because...
I hope so.
I doubt it. We'll see.
I can't do this Smith family shit. Oh, God, they're going to be like the next Tyler Perry. They're going to start their own company and shit. Oh. Smith Industries. Or some
I think I'd rather
like
see bloody Terry McGinnis played by fucking Madea.
I'd rather watch that scene than I fucking watch Jaden Smith. Shit. Oh god. Wait a minute. What did I just say? No. Hell no. No. I wouldn't want to watch either of them. Shit. Oh. Besides, Tyler Perry's already got a detective franchise in this one. It's called Alex Cross. But anyway.
Oh, I haven't seen it. God.
You ain't missing shit. but this comes from Gotham episode 1, and my man Chris says, what's it like for you guys to jump from your crazy shows such as The Darkness and Kicking the Ass and get into something of this level? How easy is the transition for you guys to switch from different shows, genres, and still be entertaining?
We're entertaining? Shit, that's a compliment.
I know, damn, that is a compliment, Chris.
I like it gave Gotham its own level.
It's own transition.
That's the ultimate level of craziness, which we're coming to discover now.
That's actually a very good question, though, Chris. I commend you on that one. That is a good question. I don't think you don't really transition personality-wise, but I think it's all the same. I think it's just the source material we review itself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. See, when you work with CJ, it's easy to go crazy and just listen to any shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Wayne, I guess that question probably applies to you more than anything, because on Not Worth the Kicking Ass, you do skits and all kind of shit and voice work or whatever. So how does that transition from coming to doing stuff like that to just doing regular recaps or reviews or something?
Uh-huh. That's it. It's just.
Well, there you go.
It literally is. I think, look, as arrogant as it sounds, I think the core of what makes us whatever entertaining is the fact that we can just all just get together and just shoot the shit and have no topic, have no agenda, and we can go on for like an hour of just talking pure absolute garbage, and it feels like it's just 10 minutes, you know? It's just like a bunch of guys shooting the shit. Even when it's a recap, it's the same thing. We've all watched the show. We all either... And I think what works great is when you guys love an episode, or if I hate an episode, or if I love an episode, and it's...
Okay, and love is a strong word.
Oh, no. I heard you talking about it. You guys love that episode.
That was a strong word
there
now.
You said best episode you've ever seen of any show of all time. I remember that.
Fuck you.
I think it's just, you just sit down, shoot the shit. That's it. No matter what it is. We could sit down and review a fucking tampon ad right now and we'd be able to go for an hour.
An easy way of claiming that too is just going back listening to those bonus shows that me and Wayne do. We don't never have any goddamn source material for that or anything, so.
Well, that literally is like we record, like, from the moment we just start talking to when everyone else is ready, then we're like, okay, we're ready to go. That just becomes pure shit.
Yeah.
I can speak on the transition part for me. Shit, I didn't even know I was officially part of this goddamn podcast until like,
you thanks CJ for that.
Yeah. People had that meeting, that little, Skype meeting, I was like, oh, okay, get some part of it.
There
you go. So, I was confused about that, but yeah, now I'm official, so.
You know, I guess that question would be good for you too though, Cody, being new to all of this.
I mean, it's the same shit, man. I mean, like, it's just us talking, basically. And, like I said, with Gotham, man, it provides such great material. Such great material. Yeah. To talk shit about it. Yeah, it's a ton of fun to talk shit about the show.
An endless well of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes for great podcasts.
That shit is always easy to talk about because there's so much craziness involved or whatever. I mean, especially, like... me and Cody did Darkness at the Movies with Return of the Joker. There's a lot of shit you could talk about, But had that been anything else that was as good as that, I don't know if we could have went on as long as we did for that or whatever. Cause you can only say something.
You can only say something
is so good for so long until, you know, like what else can you talk about it? But when you got something as bad as Gotham, man, there's just so much shit you can talk about or whatever.
Ooh, yeah. See, this is what I've always said to you and me. If we did a full show about The Crow, the first one, it'd be just ass kiss, ass kiss. However,
if you
go into the other ones, it would just be, all right, let's fucking rip the shit out of this. And I tell you, that Crow 2 is fucking horrible. I was telling people, I watched it last night for the first time in ages. I'm like, what the fuck is with this yellow? Everything's saturated in yellow. And my,
I found the trailer for that TV show. I was like, wow, I remember this shit now. It was horrible.
The Stairway to Heaven, that was a shocking show.
Man, I can't believe you told me that show went on as long as I thought it was 2 episodes and that was it, but you know,
it was
whatever.
2 episodes because I only watched 2 of them. I gave up after that.
Oh man, that's a good question though. Good question. My man Steve though, he says, do you guys think the creators have no faith in Batman material without adding his rogue gallery to the cause instead of creating new characters?
They don't know what the fuck they're doing, because when they do create new characters, it's fucking terrible. Yeah. You guys remember the Balloon Man, right?
Hey, Balloon Man! Geez.
Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes actually could have been cool if they did more with him.
He was cool.
Oh, you know, at the opening, he was kind of interesting, but then halfway through the show, he got kind of ridiculous. He got kind of a little goddamn silly and shit. I mean, come on. I mean, I think most of their new characters that they put in there had like a nice little premise that you could probably pan out if it had good writing attached to it. But the longer the show went on and they showed that villain more of bad, like, okay, the perfect example was from this episode, the first episode of Gotham. I love Fish Mooney in here.
Yeah,
that changed pretty quickly.
Wow, that changed in that second episode.
Sure.
I thought she'd be the best part of Gotham personally, just because we know nothing of this character, and obviously she gets the death grip because, you know, we don't never see her in future Batman thing. But I swear, someone must have told her, you were acting as if you were trying to win something, and we need you to act on the level of the rest of these characters in this show, because she started acting just as bad as most of the actors in here, and then she just got damn worse. I haven't seen her tone down this season until last week's episode with Alfred smooth talking her.
Oh, that's because it's Alfred, though. He's a stupid motherfucker.
I like Wayne now. He's just like, that's just because it's Alfred now. The week before, it's fuck Alfred.
Yeah, they're right. She's his tune.
Hey, this show makes you change so quickly. It's like, Alfred's a dick. He's a bastard. Nah, he's the best now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with those other shows like Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, or whatever, they could have one bad episode and then get better for 3 weeks and then have like a mediocre episode or whatever. But Gotham, man, it's just...
Oh, week to week.
It's week to week. Yeah, it's week to week. You really never know what to expect out of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 100% right. 100% right, man. When you're watching an episode and then you see the title Harvey Dent, I knew straight away, okay, this is fucked. This will be shit. But then you see an episode called The Goat Man, or whatever, and you're like, what the fuck's that all about? Which actually was one of the decent ones.
Yeah, but I say that was one of the, actually, I think that was the first episode I actually liked, to be honest.
Is it the weird ones? Actually, the decent ones. But when Selena Kyle, and, oh god.
I like Goat Man because Bullock actually gave a fuck finally. I think that was when Bullock finally turned around as a character as far as doing work, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that, yeah.
And that was what the whole take of the fucking show was supposed to be about. Gordon and Bullock solving cases together and shit. That's what I was interested in about seeing.
It's about the lesbian romance between Barbara and Montoya and Penguin getting a bath from his mum.
Oh yeah, all that shit they had in there. And then even Goldman was stupid as fuck. I mean, the best, I mean, beyond stupid as fuck. What they call him, the Goldman, but the best part of the whole show was just finally, one of these detectives that is the main character we supposed to be following actually gives a fuck and is doing shit right. I was like, damn. Man, that whole show made you wonder, like, how the fuck did these two become detectives in the first place? And then that was the first episode I actually felt like, wow, I finally get it now. God damn, shit. Damn, shit, it shouldn't take that fucking long. That was like 5 episodes in, dude.
More than 5.
It actually was. Fuck. But, you know, yeah, I sometimes think that, Steve, I do agree, like, we said that plenty of times, whatever. It's just like, even in the last Batman game, it was just like, oh, we finally get a game with Black Mask, only to find out it was really about the Joker, but.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, after Under the Red Hood, I would love to explore some of these minor characters and shit like that. So, but obviously, you know, what makes more money?
The Joker.
Yeah. Joker, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I personally think you could just make money just by putting Batman's name attached.
Yeah, I was going to call bullshit on that because, dude, people would have bought that goddamn game.
Yeah.
The Joker wasn't the main villain. Oh, no.
Which people did buy that goddamn game without realizing that Joker was the main villain.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
So, yes. That goes back on the why they won't make a live-action Batman Beyond film, too, though.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Bruce, there you go, Bruce Wayne or whatever. People ain't too familiar with this character or whatever and shit like
that.
But
here's the key thing. Just say Gotham didn't fucking exist, but they made a Batman Beyond live action show. Would you have been more interested in that?
Oh my god, Batman. Hell yeah.
Action? Ooh, that'd be badass. I'd be interested to see how they pull that off. I'm like,
oh, that's fucking
fuck, but yeah.
Yeah, if it's on Fox, it'll have that Almost Human budget, and that should get canceled after 6 episodes. So,
starring Jaden.
Why got Almost Human, man? I missed that show. God
damn it. Or you know what they could do is you know, since the PS4 and Xbox One starting their own TV series, you know, looking at that Halo series, that shit look like they put money into that shit. I don't know, maybe one of these goddamn gaming companies can get a hold of it.
Yeah, maybe. We gotta remember, man, Halo, that's in-house, man. That's their cornerstone franchise.
That is true.
I don't think we're gonna take a chance on the existing comic property, especially one, not like obscure, but something that's not like quite, you know, I guess, has the most exposure.
Yeah, like that doesn't really have like a say between Sony or Microsoft neither. I mean, like you said, Halo does. It's specifically for Microsoft, so it has that built-in audience for it and shit like that, but with Batman, yeah, you're right. Who would want to spend the money on that shit like that?
I just thought of something. Goddamn, why the fuck are we not getting a Uncharted TV series on Sony? That'd be badass. Goddamn, why did I just think of that?
Man, that should have been the first goddamn video game movie.
I mean, TV series.
That should have been TV series. Man, that's the easiest shit that could have been made so far. Yeah. They going all out the realm. Oh, we making powers, you know, powers. It's like, what? Jesus Christ, man. Uncharted, not only you, I think the budget would be nice for that and shit, and you can get any actor to portray it as well, as far as unknown.
Jaden Smith? What?
Okay, never mind.
God damn it.
Okay, never got to mind that. You know, every time I say that now, somebody gonna comment, Jaden Smith. So I'm like, God damn. God, I hate that little fucking kid, I swear.
He's very talented. Very talented. You white.
No, but you know, I wish we really could get away from that original Batman role gallery and shit. Like I said, Fish Mooney, I thought would have had an interesting arc at the beginning, but I don't know.
Well, when was the last villain that was created solely outside of that universe that you remember? Because there's only one I can think of, and that's Harley Quinn.
Harley
Quinn's about the last creative. I can think of.
Some for that Brave and Bold shit, but I didn't really watch that.
Yeah, I barely watched the Brave. Watched like probably 4 episodes of Brave and Bold.
I mean, there's some good episodes, good villains they created in Batman Beyond's universe, but probably unless you're a hardcore fan, you wouldn't remember like know of them.
I'm sure in the animated series they made some because there were so many of those goddamn episodes, but I don't think I can't remember their names or anything like that. Because
in the Batman Beyond, did you remember they had like the Royal Family Gang, whatever it was, the Royal Flash?
Yeah, the Royal Family Gang.
That was a pretty cool concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually put him in a, if I'm not mistaken, that was like in Batman's history, like for years, cause he was in, those villains were in the Doom movie too.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Justice League Doom and shit like that. They were talking about how like this family's been around for centuries and shit like that, just, private, still. I'll tell you one Batman villain, Beyond villain, whatever I loved, was Ink.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was awesome.
Ink was a badass villain, whatever. I love that episode where she snuck into the Batcave and shit like that. That was a badass episode.
You know what I want to watch? Fuck Gotham. Let's recap Batman Beyond. Fuck this.
Hey, I got it. So I'll be happy to do that. Yeah, I'll be happy.
That's what I've been saying this entire fucking latter half of this year. Why the hell are we not recapping Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? God damn it.
Yeah.
I'll have to stop watching.
Good show.
That show has actually gotten predominantly better, Wayne. I thought, matter of fact, it's got a hell of a lot better, to be honest.
I haven't seen any of it, so I can't judge.
Man, you compare the quality between Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and fucking Gosling, you're like, wow.
And the best part about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too is it's one of those TV shows that give you hope for other TV shows, cause it's like, the first, like, probably, after the first pilot episode, like, that past, like, five or six episodes, that show was hard. It was getting worse. And then
I would go farther than six, man.
Yeah, it probably was worse than that. I can't remember where it picked up just for a little bit, but then I know after Winter Soldier's where it really just, like, got better.
Yeah, and it just kept going, man. Kept going. Hadn't stopped yet.
Yeah, and they're making the tie-ins a little bit nicer. They're more cleaner. They're not forced no more or whatever.
Right, they feel more organic.
Yeah, exactly. And this whole Inhumans thing going on too, I was like, that's a perfect setup to set that whole Inhumans universe up or some shit.
Oh yeah, and they actually have new characters on there that you actually care about.
Yeah, thank you. Oh yeah, characters you actually give a fuck about. Thank you. Because I can tell you this right now, I didn't give a fuck about none of these people in the first episode. I wish I could say the same for Arrow, but I'll never go back to that.
Fuck that.
Hey, Wayne, are you watching that animated show I sent you of Arrow? I know you love that.
Is that out yet?
Love it.
I saw something of it the other day, and I was like,
that's
oh, okay.
That's your problem. Don't bring it up. Why are you gonna bring my mood down when I'm talking about that shit?
I showed Wayne and Luke that trailer for that shit. They was flabbergasted. They was like, what the fuck is this?
He's shooting an arrow and it changes him into water and fucking purple. We're like, what the fuck's this got to do with arrow?
I'm telling you, the animation is for kids now. They're making those strictly for kids now. I don't know why. I don't know how DC's turned that knowledge or whatever and shit, but I guess whatever.
Do you know what DC actually stands for? Dumb cunts.
That's dumb cunts? Yeah.
That's what it stands
for. Ah, great minds think alike, see? or crazy ones. Amethyst Chaos, she says, so do you all think this show is going to be the next Smallville?
Yeah, this is shitty as Smallville, so yeah, there you go. I guess you're right.
Did you ever watch Smallville all the way, Cody?
Oh, I watched, I think about 5 episodes from various parts of the different seasons, so, and each one was like, wow, what the fuck is this?
How many seasons was it?
That was like 10 seasons, right?
God damn, shit.
Yeah, that show will not go away.
I guess Arrow's next then, huh?
Shit. Yeah, Arrow's next. That'll be the one.
Jesus Christ. 10 fucking seasons? God damn.
People somehow love fucking Smallville. I never got it. Never got it.
No, I agree.
I was like, wow.
I watched the first season, and I was like, no. Nah. Then I think, again, same as you, I just saw bits and pieces. I was like, I don't get it. How can him and Lex be like best mates growing up in high school, high-fiving each other, and then he becomes Superman and doesn't know who he is?
Yeah.
What?
I watched like the first 3 episodes, and then I remember I watched the last couple, cause I remember seeing those trailers constantly for like, oh, he gets the S or some shit like
that. The suit, that was pretty cool. I did see that. Only the clip of it. I was like, hey, it took fucking 10 seasons to get to this though.
It took 10 seasons. Almost over 100-something episodes to finally get that.
I'm like, hey, I'll watch it when he finally gets the suit. Okay, there, I'm done. That's all I need to see.
Hey, man, I'm all for build-up, man. Just make it interesting.
I thought the quality itself was just fucking horrible, personally. Yeah. That was just me, but.
Somebody save me.
Oh, God. Can we talk about the music choices for all these DC choice, shows, man? They, the music choice. I just
Gotham didn't worry about music. It just done. It doesn't even follow the credits.
Goddamn trumpet.
I don't care what you say. That trumpet was hostile. Remember that episode I talked about where the show just ends and that trumpet just kicks in? It's like, that shit, like, they're trying to make that trumpet sound like this shit gonna be suspenseful. Shit, it's suspenseful?
Oh man, that Gotham logo with the police light slash on it, man.
Oh.
Epic.
That shot of the city. This is like, God, okay, I understand we said that shot looks beautiful a couple of times, but God damn it, you can wear yourself out. Yeah. It's like, it goes back to Man of Steel. Hey, I thought that score was cool. But you playing that shit for an hour is just, shit takes me right out of the fucking, they're just like, I don't even give a fuck no more now. You done wore it out. You done wore it out to the point I don't even want to buy it no more now. I was going to buy it, now I don't even want the shit now.
Yeah, they just put the movie on, you can hear it 1,000 times.
No, that's all right, Wayne. That is all right now. Damn. I don't know if this is our Wayne or another Wayne, but Wayne says, I got a question for Wayne. Why are you watching this shit?
Oh, hey, that was me.
Wayne's like, I remember that.
Well, Wayne, I'll answer your question. You're a fuckwit that gets dragged into watching this shit. When did I post that shit?
You posted that September 28th.
Fuck, I didn't learn even from then.
Wow.
Wow, it's been that, damn, September, damn, we've been watching this show.
I was gonna say, yeah. We've been watching shit. This tripe.
It's 2.5 months.
Damn,
oh, shit. P1, damn, give me back my life.
Christmas. About to be fucking Christmas. We've been watching this shit since September. Holy fuck.
That's sad.
Oh. Ah, we are fools. Andrew, he says, so I'm still unclear of this show. Did Ivy's father kill Bruce's parents or was it a setup? Exactly who was the fucking killer? Shit, like Wayne said, we still don't fucking know that.
Yeah, I think it was a setup, right? I mean, they kind of explained it on the show. But yeah, we still know who the goddamn killer is, as if it matters at this point.
I've come to the conclusion. Was, I thought Thomas I saw Wayne killed himself. He set himself up to be killed so he could get Bruce to finally become Batman.
No, that was Alfred that killed
him. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, of course
it was Alfred. That was Alfred that killed him. He's the Joker, and he wanted to create chaos. That's what it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, seriously.
I wouldn't either at this point. I thought we got a shot of the dude that killed him, Vernon. I thought he was Ivy's father. They had the same body build and shit like that. Personally, I don't know why this criminal or whatever or Ivy's father would go along with that setup. I mean, he must have got paid a shitload, but they didn't find any money at the place or nothing like that. So I'm like, okay, I didn't really get the motivation of that whole setup going there. And oh, how that's an open and closed shut case and why is Gordon still working on it undercover and secret? I'm just like, I don't get any of this right now.
I reckon it was Bullock. He big fat prick. He looks similar. There you go. Bullock killed him.
And then this whole thing with Catwoman, I'm so sick of this shit. They're only keeping her in there just because she saw Bruce Wayne's murder. It's like, no, that bitch didn't. No, the bitch didn't or whatever. No, the fuck. You know, if she saw it from that fucking angle, then Bruce Wayne saw the motherfucker too then.
Oh, no, but she saw him before you put the mask on, which I think is complete bullshit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because she's too busy feeding that fucking cat some milk.
Maybe
it was a cat.
Hey, milk is her favorite. You saw that last episode.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that bullshit. Ugh.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Milk is her fucking favorite. Let's get on here. We got one from my man Mac 2.0, and he says, good show out there, recap crew. Well, it looks like it's all downhill from here in Gotham. I'm not even sure if I want to continue with this show or not. I was mixed in the first episode, but the second one didn't help, and Balloon Man. Yeah, I think Crackhead Gorillas can write better than this. I might just play it as a background noise or just skip Gotham altogether. Damn.
Yeah, I think it'll make for good background noise to that shitty ass score. At least be entertaining.
Damn, you know, he wrote this on episode 3. Was episode 3 Balloon Man?
That was Balloon Man? That's only the third episode?
Damn. Oh, later in the scene.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, why that one, you got go out with the big guns first, and Balloon Man was the big gun, so use him straight up.
And you know what, that's another thing I hate about this show too, is every goddamn villain gotta have some fucking purpose. Like it's almost like they're trying to set up that this town needs a vigilante with all these characters such as Balloon Man, the Goat Man and them and shit. I'm just like, oh god, they're all doing this because oh, this city needs me or whatever. I'm just like, I don't need to hear this setup for why Batman is going to be relevant in this town 20 years from now. I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, all the criminals be dead and old or in fucking nursing homes, by then.
Falcone is not going to be a fucking threat. I can tell you that right now.
I hate Falcone in this. I hate him. He gets worse and worse.
The only redeeming shot Falcone ever had in this whole season is when he just shot that dude in the back of the head.
And they didn't even show it.
It took 10 fucking episodes for his old ass to do something, though. All this talk though, like, oh, don't cross Falcone. Oh, the big guy knows everything and shit like that. Then later in the episode, we realized he don't know a goddamn thing. And it finally took him 10 episodes to do fucking something.
Feeding fucking pigeons. Fucking idiot.
Fuck that. That's another problem, is the fucking inconsistencies of this goddamn show. Jesus. Fuck. Lincoln, he says, awesome show recap crew. This show was pretty terrible, but it seems to be getting positive feedback from the masses. Cause they're fucking morons.
Is he talking about Gotham? Is he talking about Gotham or a recap?
He's on my both. He says, Man of Steel being horrible, Arrow constantly looking like crap, Gotham getting worse, and the Flash off to a rocky start with that horrible pilot. Does the track record get you excited? Does this track record get you excited for any future DC projects?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Wayne's excited for Aquaman, Suicide Squad, Batman vs. Which Wayne says will be the best.
That's the one.
No, I think DC is just... Okay, Suicide Squad, I'm intrigued. Will it be good? No. I don't expect it to be good, but I am intrigued to see what the fuck they're going to do with it.
You know, Suicide Squad, I'm actually the most intrigued with too. I don't know if it's just because that one's getting the most news and everything going on and shit like that, but it was one of the least properties I actually gave it. I don't give a fuck about Suicide Squad in DC, but the movie news that's coming out for it just makes it sound interesting. So
Jared Leto, I do like as a choice. It's a joke.
Man, I heard people bitching about that today.
Who was bitching about that?
That's what I was saying. I was like, if anything, I think that's the best casting of that whole fucking that role.
Yeah. He plays a great nut. He's perfect for it. Well, maybe not perfect, but we'll see what he does with it.
Matter of fact, before we started on here, I saw three people on Facebook write about it before I was texting you, Wayne.
Oh,
shit,
fucking
I
ban him.
Fucking Ben, I personally think Jared Leto is gonna knock that out the park. Now, hopefully, he does knock it out the park and he doesn't come out bullshit, because then I'm gonna be like, God damn it, I just can't win, can I?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Pimon. Suicide Squad, that is definitely the most intriguing. That's probably my most anticipated DC movie, by far, I think, because I think that cast is pretty goddamn badass. Batman Superman, I'm begging Ontario, man. He's only saving grace at this point. Maybe Ben Affleck too, maybe. All the other shit, we'll see what happens. And as far as the TV stuff goes, whatever. I think The Flash is okay, but everything else, fuck it.
Yeah, the thing about, I'm not even saying that Suicide Squad is going to be the best movie. It's just that we haven't heard any news on any other projects other than Shazam with Dwayne Johnson in it. That's it.
That shit ain't 5 years from now, so.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I will tell you the one I'm hoping is great, and that's the Green Lantern. Cody's in the background like, God damn, Pee-wee still. I hope Green Lantern.
Just maybe.
Yeah, my hope for that still lies.
No, I think that probably will fix, because they'll fix the fuck ups that they did. At least you hope they would.
You know, the thing about that is, what you can say about that is, can it get any worse than what you saw already?
Probably.
Probably can, but you know, I'll tell you the one I'm least interested about is, I don't give two shits about that Wonder Woman one.
Yeah, the director is interesting, but yeah, as far as Wonder Woman as a character, I really don't care about her, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think the thing about DC, the Justice League, is that don't they got enough superpowered people in this goddamn team? Do we really need to see solo movies of them?
Yeah. Wonder Woman, you know they're always going to do a film. Well, they've been trying to do a Wonder Woman
movie.
Depends
if they're good, then yeah, I guess that would be justified, but I don't know.
Fucking like three decades now? Decades,
maybe. A lot of shows we should have done. I think of Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Oh, what about Lone Winter Center, guys?
Game of fucking Thrones is what we should have done.
You were supposed to do Game of Thrones.
I got distracted.
Oh. I kept asking Wayne about that. I was like, hey, ain't you supposed to be doing Game of Thrones? He's like, oh, well, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I think what the problem was is that was he had CJ on his side, that, and I wasn't watching at the point, so, and CJ,
oh,
you know,
God,
yeah. That nigga is reliable.
CJ has to be, oh, there's no toilets. What do I want to watch this?
Why is everybody just camping out right here? I don't understand this.
Camping. No toilet.
How the hell did he get Star Wars and Lord of the Rings mixed in the same universe too?
I don't know. He's CJ.
The only thing he got mixed together is just the genre of it, probably, and shit. It's just all fantasy. That's the only fucking comparison it is. There's no fucking comparison. One's in the fucking future, one's in the past. There ain't no fucking comparison.
Yes, folks, you got Krypton and Supergirl on the way. So.
Oh, I forgot about fucking Supergirl. Oh god.
Shit, yeah.
Personally, people, I'll tell you this right now, I think Supergirl is one of the stupidest fucking character stories you will ever fucking hear or read about.
Yeah, I've always hated Kara, man. I never gave two shits about her.
Yeah, personally for me, I think DC has some of the worst women characters.
I think about it, yeah.
I don't like most of their women characters. Like, I do not know why women look up the Wonder Woman. I get that she's strong, yeah, that's fine, but, you know, there's a lot of strong females out there. Nothing you gotta, it's just like, she's so fucking boring. There's nothing to this woman. There's no conflict with this character. The only conflict she has is just, like, getting some dick for the night. That's it.
Oh, getting her invisible jet. I mean, who came up with that concept?
I forgot about that shit.
I forgot about that as well and shit like that. I mean, Supergirl, come on. Oh, how are you, my cousin? Oh, your uncle, he understood your father and made a spaceship just like they did for you and made one for me. I was like, what the? Okay, who the fuck came up with this? That is the stupidest fucking origin ever.
What about Super Dog?
Yes, okay. Yeah, Super Dog is better than Girl, I'll tell you that.
You know, you are right, though. DC do have shit female characters. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah. There's some I like that don't get credit, and they're right. Their books aren't that great. I think Canary could be interesting, Black Canary. I like the Huntress, but obviously neither one of them get good material to work with.
Shut up, man. They got Arrow.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm fucking talking about. I like Batgirl, obviously, but I mean,
Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn.
Okay, I ain't going that far now. After Gotham.
No, I mean the real Poison Ivy, not the stupid plant loving little bitch in this stupid one.
Poison Ivy's cool. I'm not huge on her as well. I'm just not huge on DC's female version, and definitely not Silk Spectre after Watchmen. After that movie, Jesus Christ. I was like, man, I didn't care about her in the books, and don't give a fuck about her in this movie neither. Matter of fact, this movie just made her worse. But what's some shows out there you guys can think of that you would have loved to recap?
Me, Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones, naturally. That's Sons of Anarchy's got one episode left, so I'm kind of running late on that, so...
I already said True Detective, trying to think of something else.
Fargo.
Yeah, I haven't even seen Fargo yet. Yeah, that would have been cool.
I haven't seen it yet neither, but everybody keeps talking about how fucking great it is and what shit like that. Oh, I would love to do that.
Animal, yeah. Yeah, what else?
Yeah, but they're all two good shows. We've got to do something that's shit, like Gotham. Sex in the City. Oh. There you go.
Okay, nah, we ain't going that far. But I don't know, Corey Coleman says this is a good show, so he watches them.
Oh, cause he's a fuckwit.
He said back then he used to watch it, and I remember that, so.
Oh, he did too.
Oh, so I don't know, Alex, you gotta wait and see, but it all depends on our schedule. We all got busy shit to do, and obviously CJ is not reliable, so we can't have it as well. So, Rodrigo, he says, he said, there goes Wayne, living in the past with these characters.
I was Wayne.
Wayne, he says, Wayne, do you realize this was before Bruce was an adult, so no one knows how he was Bruce? I don't know what he's talking about,
what
but
the
this
fuck
came
you
from...
Wanna be?
Yeah, what the hell he, Wayne said
this
that?
This before
episode,
he was Bruce.
Remember.
No one realized he was Bruce.
This was episode 8. Man, I think this was the one... Yeah, I think this is the one I like, that me and CJ, which one was it? Oh, it was when Alfred gave
Oh, this is that episode?
Yeah, it was that episode when Alfred gave him the watch to punch that kid.
Okay.
But now I changed my opinion on that, because this Alfred's now the best Alfred ever. So now it makes sense.
I can't wait for the next episode where Alfred sucks and Wayne go, I fucking hate this character.
As long as he keeps beating people up, I'm all for this, man.
I thought that was funny as fuck when he handed Bruce that watch, Wayne. Why you didn't laugh at that? I'm still trying to get that. That was funny, dude.
It's
was
not
hilarious.
Alfred. Alfred is not James Bond, still.
Who cares?
It's funny.
Who cares? It's the eighth episode. We know it ain't goddamn Alfred at this point. Shit, it made me laugh. It's hilarious.
But it's not meant to be funny. That's the thing.
Cody, you wasn't on this episode. What do you think of that episode?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it wasn't good, obviously, but I would agree with you and P1 and CJ on this one, man. I didn't mind Alfred persuading Wayne to beat the shit out of those bullies. I was like, okay, that made sense to me. I was like, yeah, fuck them.
That was just the idea of him standing over a kid throwing a clean yourself up, you little fuck.
That was awesome.
I mean, on a show like this, man, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, yeah. Fuck yeah, do that, do more of that, yeah, please.
Give me something.
Yeah.
That was entertaining. It wasn't boring. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing we can say about this show. Just give me something. Something.
Well, personally, what I liked about it, though, from a character standpoint, is that I've seen so many goddamn movie and TV shows that go like, oh, you need to stop picking fights with bullies, or you need to stay out of trouble and shit. It was nice to see a fucking adult finally say, take him to that kid's house and be like, now go up there and knock on his ass out. I was like, goddamn, finally, shit. Now I can relate to some fucking parents in some of these goddamn adaptations I watch. Fuck, man. Because I don't know about you, Cody. My parents made me do that shit. So.
Really?
So, I don't know how this goes in the black family. This shit is relevant to me.
Maybe
my grandma used to tell us.
Alfred is a black man deep down. There you go.
Oh, yeah. My grandma used to tell us growing up, when we first started school, she's like, if you get in a fight, you better make sure you beat his ass or I'll beat your ass. If you don't win that fight, I will take you to that kid's house and knock on his door for you to beat his ass, whatever. This is relevant to me. I was like, yes, this is true. And sure enough, my grandma did that with my uncle one time. So,
damn.
Yeah, and obviously I was in the back seat watching. You better beat his ass, grandma gonna beat your ass. So it was nice to see that. It makes me realize that my family isn't crazy.
Oh, all families are crazy.
Oh, hey, Wayne, you got another comment here. I see the first thing that starts off is, God damn it, Wayne. It comes from our lovely Amethyst Chaos. She says, God damn it, Wayne, you overactive son of a bitch!
Yes!
Just because P1 and CJ might have been a bit suggestive about this episode being the best, please, she put that in quotes too and capitalized it. Please keep in mind what show you've been watching for the past 7 and realize that's not even saying much. What is wrong with having some positive feedback for certain things like this, even though it is still pretty bad, but not the worst thing ever? That's for Wayne. I ain't got nothing to say on that one.
Oh, yeah, I'll respond with, go fuck yourself. That is my opinion.
Jesus.
But very good question.
That's why me and Wayne work together, is because, you know, we have that same mindset of telling people, go fuck yourself. There you go. Go fuck yourself. Right in your ass.
No, just go fuck yourself in your ear. And then your nose, and then your eyes, and then just fuck your skull. I don't care.
Yeah, every orifice.
Every orifice. And then there's a hole, just stick something in it, and then tell me if that's as enjoyable as this show. There you go.
She don't have to do, I don't think she said it was enjoyable at all. Wait, what the fuck?
She said, right? Best show ever. It says right there.
Nah, she didn't say that at all, you son of a bitch. She didn't say that.
That's what I heard when you read it. I heard best show ever. I thought, okay, this woman's fucking
there. Are you selective here, motherfucker? You. I swear, damn, we ever had to have one motherfucker on here with selective here. It's Wayne. And you know what funny is? He's the oldest out of all of us, too, so it just makes sense,
damn,
now.
Damn straight, I'm the oldest. I am the Alfred of this show, right? Horrid shit.
Oh, God.
Better.
Amethyst Chaos, you don't have to go fuck yourself. That's what we got CJ for. He will fuck you.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe
drag,
that,
I will drag Mrs. Chaos around to the fucking Warner Brothers studio and say,
you
look,
gotta make sure.
Go beat them up. Beat the studio writers up.
I don't know what Rain is ranting about right now.
I'm trying to get
what are you ranting about? Damn, what are you ranting about?
I was talking about Mrs. Chaos. She's going on about how great this show is. Like, all right, I'll fucking fly over there, drag her out to Warner Brothers studio, give her a watch and say, here are the writers of Gotham, go beat them up, and if you don't do a proper job, get fucked. There you go.
Damn.
Okay. That's my response.
I got a totally different response and question out of that whole thing. I was like, what?
I don't know what I'm talking about now.
Alrighty then. Okay then. All right, moving on now.
Good
damn,
question,
just...
Very good question.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. We got two more questions I got, man. And the first one comes from June Bozer. This comes from episode 10, the last episode. And he says, do you guys think this show will get better now because of this mid-season finale?
What, you serious?
Hell no.
And the funny thing is, he puts better in quotes as well. Everybody been putting quotes in the show.
Actually, you know what? He was right. It was a better show this week. It was very good.
Yeah, because there was no episode.
Quite right. Best show that
we've ever. Yeah, that's why. No, I don't think it's gonna get better at all. But, I mean, like Cody said, the best, man, the best we can hope for is that they just do shit that's out the wind to just at least make it somewhat laughable and entertaining. That's the only thing at this point this show can do now if it's not gonna get better quality wise, is just make me laugh.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm still trying to figure out where all these positive reviews are coming from. Like, did you see the rating of this shit? I think it had like a, it was like 90% or some shit like that, or 80 or something.
It is rated over
what?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I heard that on your show, man.
I was pissed.
It was rated higher than Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones had like a 60-something percent, and this had like a, what, 80 or something?
This in The Flash, and I'm like, this just shows the world can get fucked.
That's hilarious.
That is not hilarious. That is insulting and degrading.
I know it's sad for you, Wayne, now, but, you know. You know, Cody's probably happy. Right, Cody?
I don't give a fuck what's rated or what's not rated. I damn.
You don't care about what's rated.
I know it's your favorite show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to do this shit. Why don't you fucking start with that shit?
You keep up with The Flash, Cody?
Well, not this week. Hell no.
How's it going? What do you mean?
This is the only Flash episode I want to see.
They have air on there. I can't watch it.
Oh, okay. Is that this week? I thought it was like...
No, that's this week. That was last night, actually.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, you know, something like gearing up for like next month or some shit like that or whatever. But damn, they kicked in that real quick.
I can't do it, man. Can't do it. All right.
Well, Arrow's going to train the Flash to be a better Flash, so...
Jesus Christ.
You know what's going to happen next? Arrow's going to train this Bruce Wayne.
No. Just no.
Alright, that'll be the day I'm done. I couldn't take that shit.
We're gonna,
no.
we're gonna find out Arrow is actually Alfred.
That'd be too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, the day that Arrow gets introduced in Gotham, I'm gonna start pulling CJs on the show.
People, where you at? Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up. You're gonna get a thumbs up. Like, alright, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Hey, I got one more question, man. Last question of the night, man. That's going to kick off our recap show, our recap wrap-up show. It comes from Stephanie Latour. She says, what do you guys think they could do with Bruce Wayne for the next part of this season to make him a better character?
Not show him.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Stop making him a little bitch. Yeah, there's another.
Put him into a fight club with Alfred leading the group, like beating up kids, and he's taking money for fights.
That's another, yeah. I like that, too. I like anything you can do with them. Just not show them would be best, personally.
Yeah.
You know what you can do is say next season or the next part of this season, let's just fast forward a couple of years. Let's just say Bruce went away.
Yeah, send him to boarding school.
That would be the greatest thing to happen to the show, actually. If they do that, I'll give them props.
Yeah. Just fast forward a couple of years. Let's just say years pass by in this time frame. We see Bruce Wayne as a teenager running away from Gotham or something like that, and that'd be the last we see of him. He just there you go. That's how you start that off.
That would be a great starting point. Instantly correct some of the wrongs with this show.
Oh yeah, because you know why? Because you know why it gets rid of characters. That's why. Gets rid of characters. We can have some character backgrounds filled in where we don't need to know about. We just have, like, we'll just start, it almost like starting off all new and shit like that. Just,
yeah, maybe we can actually focus on Bullock and Gordon this time.
There you go. That's exactly right. The whole Falcone crime industry and Maroney and all that and the Bullock and Gordon stuff, and that's all we need. That little cunt from fucking Catwoman will be gone, so and that'd be perfect as well. So, yeah, we gave you three good answers. Either not showing, put them in Fight Club, or fast forward the time. Hey, if X-Men can do it, you can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it, dude?
Yeah, that was going on.
Skype fucking up again. That's all that is.
Oh, yeah, just like golf.
Yeah. That's all the questions, though. That is the mid-season wrap-up of Gotham, guys. That's it. No more Gotham.
Yay.
More Gotham until, January, February, something like that?
I think February, end of February, or beginning of February, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's too soon.
Damn. Well, people, that has been the recap, Gotham edition, wrap-up.
God.
That was a good episode, right? We got a lot of smart questions up in there.
That was a lot of fun, actually, man.
That was much better than watching the show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just don't watch the show. Just get people to send questions in about the show, and we just talk about it. Make out we know what we're talking about.
That would be the way.
Oh, so for Son of Anarchy, even though we're all behind and shit like that, we could just do a wrap-up show?
Yeah, just do a wrap-up last episode. It'd be right.
Just do wrap-up shows. That's how we can catch up with everything. Just do... Oh, well, you know what? Hey, when February rolls around, Better Call Saul, Walking Dead.
Oh, I forgot about Better Call Saul. That's right.
Walking Dead and Better Call Saul.
there's another show we can miss doing.
So, hey, February is going to be a good month for the recap crew.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bad one.
It's got Gotham.
Yeah, even Better Call Saul could be bad, too. So, even Walking Dead can get worse. So, you never know. So, hopefully it just gets better, though. But that has been the recap wrap-up. I'm the phenomenal one.
Yes. I'm Cody.
I'm Wayne.
Singing Wayne we see. And we will...
That's half your name.
Oh, okay. I don't know when we'll be back, so we'll just be back when we be back. Later,
we'll
bastards.
Back when we want to be back.
Later, you beautiful bastard.
Take over. It might as well be me.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
This is not a city for nice guys.
Stop, Roshan!
However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light, Bruce.